So, you want to know what on earth is happening? Then sit back for a little while and listen as this guy next door speaks. But first, here's something from a new friend of mine. Enjoy.
What up, y'all? It's Diesel Automatic. Checking in with that realness. You know I do this for the people, man. All day, every day. That's what I'm about. Let's get big on it. This is hip-hop for change, yelling hip-hop hooray. All that fake spitting, I'ma make that shit stop today. Put a hurting on the beat, you better get Dr. Dre. I'm doper than a motherfucking Ziplocker, yay. If I get locked away, ride for me when I'm gone. If I die, don't cry for me in the song. I live on through the people I inspire to make a change, but my rhymes keep them reaching higher. Oppression is the fuel that is feeding my desire to acquire all the knowledge that is needed and required to fight for the liberty of mankind. If you think we really free, you must be out your damn mind. They say if a man's blind, he can't find the truth. Well, maybe he can hear it, that's why I be in the booth. That's why I be on the rooftop screaming out loud. Power to the people, I'm a dreamer and I'm proud. You can see me in the crowd, I be busting in the cypher. This the type of beat that make a motherfucker hyper. Big up to the UK and all of Great Britain. They be like, safe mate, when I be straight spitting. I hit them with that real shit every single time. I put my heart and soul into every single line. I committed crimes and I got hit with the punishment. Only reason for the drug war is the government. Being lobbied by the corporations who are profiting by locking up the people, but it's time we put a stop to them, stop to them, stop to them. First we gotta wake up, then open our eyes up. Then we gotta come together peacefully and rise up. First we gotta wake up, then open our eyes up. Then we gotta come together peacefully and rise up. First we gotta wake up, then open our eyes up. Then we gotta come together peacefully and rise up. First we gotta wake up, then open our eyes up. Then we gotta come together peacefully and rise up.
And that was Diesel Automatic with Hip Hop for Change. And I am Ivan from Phoenix, and you're listening to Guy Next Door Speaks. Today is Saturday, December 13, 2014. And it's been quite a while since the last show, a little over a year now. And quite a bit has happened, nothing real dramatic, but a lot of stuff is going on in the world, as most of the listeners and anyone who watches TV knows, with all the police shootings and protesting and all of that stuff going on. But this is something new for me. I'm going to change this up now. Like I said, it's been a while since I did the last show, and I kind of lost track there for a while. Recently, I spoke with Mark Passio on his show, and he gave me a nice little pep talk for me to do what I need to do. And that made me reevaluate what I have been doing and what I will be doing. Basically, before I get started on all that, let me make some event announcements. As you all know, I do have a meetup that I do hold out here in Phoenix, Arizona. It's at the Free Your Mind AZ meetup. So if you go to meetup.com and type in Free Your Mind AZ, it'll bring up the meetup group. And also my website, freeyourmindaz.com. There's a link on there for meetups. So right now we're in December, so with the holy days, there's a lot of people don't have too much time to learn or grow or research or investigate or come together. So this month I'm only having one meetup coming up on Wednesday, December 17th. And that's going to be basically just a get together for lunch at the Armadillo Grill. And that's just going to be a small attempt here to get some people to come out. So far, I don't have really any RSVPs for that, but that's not surprising since the RSVPs or attendance for these meetups have been kind of low. You know, they flicker here and there, but I get a good turnout for the documentary screenings. Anywhere 5 to 10 people show up, so that's fine. But so I do have a meetup coming up this Wednesday, December 17th. That's a midweek chat over lunch is what I titled it, instead of the usual Saturday or Sunday chat over lunch. I also have on the meetup group, I posted as a meetup, the Free Your Mind Conference. So let me read a little something for that. And this is Free Your Mind Conference 2015. This is the third conference. This is going to be happening in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia, at the Sheraton Bucks County Hotel in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. Friday, April 10th, 11th, and 12th, that whole weekend. And here's the what's written for this. Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia in 2015 with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. This unique event will build upon the success of the first two Free Your Mind conferences in 2011 and 2013, with a continued focus to spread awareness on the topics of consciousness, mind control, subversive occult influences, holistic body, mind, spirit health, and solution-oriented approaches to the problems humanity faces in these challenging times. The Free Your Mind Conference proudly welcomes speakers from a wide variety of different perspectives. This conference is not limited to any one particular worldview or subject matter. Any hidden or suppressed knowledge that holds importance to the freedom and health of living things on the planet Earth is fair game for discussion at Free Your Mind. So, tickets are, and more information can be found at freeyourmindconference.com. All right, and so far there have quite a few speakers lined up. Let me see, I'm on the site now, and speakers so far include Clint Richardson, Josie the Outlaw Wales, Dennis McKenna, Mark Devlin, Stuart Swerdlow. I did not know that. Stuart Swerdlow has been posted on here. Luke Radowski, Mark Passio. Let me scroll down. Bob Tuskin, Fritz Springmeier, Larkin Rose, Derek Bros, Brosy, Freeman Fly, Jay Parker, John Vibes, Freighter X, Curtis Davis, and Ed Fortion, who is also known as the New Jersey Weed Man. So, wow, they got Stuart Swerdlow on there. That's pretty good, pretty interesting. And Luke Radowski. So, really looking forward to that. All right, so getting back now to the podcast. What other events? That should be it. Like I said, today is Saturday. There's going to be a What on Earth is Happening show later on this evening, so I plan on calling into that and making a little announcement that I'm back to recording this podcast. And now, as far as these podcasts are concerned, as far as these podcasts go, what I will be doing now is this is episode number 5, all right, on December 13th. But this is episode number 5, so the first 4 episodes are up on the website and on iTunes. And I recently went into the Podomatic, which is a site that hosts my podcast for the linking up to iTunes. So what I recently did was I went in and I re-edited the content to put the shows in order, so that way it uploads episode 1, 2, 3, and 4, and now I'll upload episode 5, and that way everyone can have it on iTunes and all together, and that'll make it easier for people to take it with them, or you can listen to it on the website. All right, I'm looking at my recorder right here, and I don't know if it's still recording or if it froze or what the deal is. But I'm just going to keep speaking, and hopefully this is recording. If not, then I don't know what to tell y'all. But I hope I don't have to do this all over again. But anyway, so the first few podcasts, I was giving the impression that I was going to keep going, like the evolution and how I came about and all this stuff. But there's something I've realized, and that is that we each have a role to play in this, and we have to play to our strengths, okay? And this podcast stuff, I feel, is not really one of my strengths, but there is stuff I need to say and I need to put out there. So unlike Jan Irving or Mark Passio and others who can put, 150, 200 episodes out there, I don't see myself getting that far. I'm probably only going to do, I definitely know, at least 3 to 5 more podcasts after this one. Because my ideas, I have them broken down into 3 parts, 3 segments, and I'll be attempting to make each segment into a podcast, whether it's only half hour to an hour, but that'll be, each podcast. And then I have a few artists whom I've made friends with through Facebook, and you heard one of them already was Diesel Automatic, and I plan on having him and his sister, she's also a musician, artist, rapper, called Synthesis, and they're on Facebook, Original Synthesis and Dizu Automatico, but they're what's now called Truth Hop artists. Instead of hip hop, there's a movement out there for truth, and these artists are using hip hop to put that out there. So I've made contact with them and had a few chats online with them and told them about the this podcast show, and asked if it was okay with me to use some of their music in the shows. And that's why I changed the opening now to have, just mix it up the next few shows with some of their songs. There's another artist I'm in communication with and trying to see about getting her music on the show, and that's Elias Clay. But I'll get more into detail as to how I got there, how, with the music and all this. Now, like I said, the first 3 shows I had on the 3rd show, Mark Passio, and then the other 3 shows were just me talking stuff, and I had notes and everything, but for this show, I don't have any notes written down. I did record some notes on my cell phone several months ago, way back in like June, July, and just little things that came to mind. And I've listened to those recordings at work for a few, a few times just to refresh your course and stuff. So I have that in my head. But that most of that is going to be for the upcoming shows, the next few shows coming up, where I will try and attempt to put together like a little presentation on the podcast show. But before any of that, let me just do kind of a recap, since it's been over a year. Since the last show was, I think, back October of last year that I recorded episode 4. So, like I said, quite a bit's happened since then. And let me just do whatever comes to mind right now, because this is my podcast and it is just Guy Next Door Speaks. So I'm just here chit-chatting, all right, and sharing ideas and putting stuff out there. To start, even though I go by Ivan from Phoenix, my name is Ivan Oyola Jr., and I am from New York, from the Bronx, New York. And sometimes people don't hear the accent, being a Puerto Rican lineage or descendants, or my parents are Puerto Rican. And I don't really look Puerto Rican. I come across as white, but I can pass for anything. If I let the hair grow, I look Middle Eastern. If I shave it off, I could pass for white. And if I start talking Spanish, then they're like, hey, you're Hispanic. So it's a mix of everything. But like I said, I'm from back east, from New York. And I joined the Marine Corps back when I was around 19. So I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps and came out to California. I was stationed out of Camp Pendleton. And I would get on, I was in an artillery unit, so I was an ammunition technician. That's what they call your MOS, military occupational skill. So being in that unit, I would go overseas once a year for like 6 months So I did that twice, where we flew over to Okinawa, Japan, and we get on a ship and float around and hit different ports, Hong Kong, Guam, Korea, and stuff like that, and do quote-unquote exercises. This was back between 90 and 94. So this was during the first Iraq conflict. Fortunate for me that while the main stuff happened over there, I was still in boot camp and in school. And by the time I finished, I didn't have to face any action, any kind of combat. So, but in a way, I've always known that this order following and this police and military stuff, this never really rubbed me the right way. When I joined up, it was, you know, those teenage crazy shit you do, you know, following a friend. I had a good friend back in New York who joined up. And at that time, I was just working in a law firm in the service department. So basically, you know, like internal messenger and reception and, you know, worked up a little bit. But so I didn't feel that was really going anywhere. And so I followed them into the Marine Corps. And so I ended up, like I said, in Camp Pendleton in an artillery unit. But what's interesting for me is that all the jobs I've had have been of service, always service. So, like I said, in the law firm, I was in the service department. From the Marine Corps, I was an ammunition technician, but with the unit I was with, it was basically just getting the ammunition, the explosives, and things like that, and bringing it to the guns, to the gun line and stuff, and dropping that off. So always of service. And even right now, my employment or way of earning, making money or earning a living is working through at the post office. And that's also offering service, servicing other people. And so pretty much my whole life has been like that, doing for others. And I bring this up because these podcasts, website, and meetup group is all still in the service to others and the service to truth. So it's pretty interesting how that kind of works out. Your karma or your personality or your purpose, it seems to flow all through your life in one way or another in the same direction, you know. So just wanted to put that out there. But yeah, I spent the 4 years in the Marine Corps, didn't feel that was my calling. So after the 4-year contract was up, I got out, and I didn't want to go back east to New York because I felt a lot of everyone's all on top of one another back east, you know. Everything's like close and everybody's dog eat dog world kind of thing, and me first. And you know, once I left New York and came out of New York, thanks to the military, that's one good thing I got out of that. It showed me that there's a whole other world out here. There's, you know, a lot more space and things are different. So I had a few friends in the Marine Corps who were from Arizona. And so they were telling me, hey, Arizona is pretty cool. It's cheap. It's growing and stuff like that. So this was back in 94, 95. So I just moved out here and settled down. I was married at the time. I got married while I was in the Marine Corps. And so I came out here and little by little just settled in, found one job, then another, got a place to live, and so forth and so forth. And that's that. Now, let's bring it to present day. Let's take it back about 7 or 8 years ago. This was around 2007, 2006, 2007. I mentioned some of this in the first podcast, but I need to really just clean this up and lay it out so it can come out better as to why things are the way they are and why I'm doing what I'm doing. So we went from 95 coming to Arizona, was here, different jobs, ended up working the post office and move around, married, divorced, and remarried and divorced again and stuff like that. With two boys, one from each marriage and stuff. So eventually, around 2007, was by myself and in debt, as is the norm with everyone here. And just one night on TV, came across this Kevin Trudeau infomercial for his book, Debt Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. So I ordered that book, read through it, didn't really retain much out of that, but like I mentioned before, it came with an audio CD, 25 Secrets to Wealth Creation. I listened to that, and I had a few interesting nuggets in it, and I kept listening to it, and it suggested some books and some concepts and some ways of thinking, and so that started my journey. From that CD, I started going to the library and looking up some of the authors that were mentioned in that audio CD. And so from there, I picked up, started getting into a little bit of the New Age stuff. So I was reading or listening to some of the Abraham Hicks stuff with Esther Hicks and them. And then from there into Wayne Dyer and a lot of his stuff. And a lot of this stuff did help. I mean, it's new, so anything new, you're always learning new stuff. And from there into Deepak Chopra, and from there kind of Greg Braden, and that whole area of New Age stuff, which has good information, but after a while, once you get to where we're at now, we understand the purpose of that. But this was all still a learning curve for me. So just was doing that for a while, listening to that, reading these books, listening to these audiobooks, and watching some of these videos, and one thing leads to another, and get into quantum physics, and then all kinds of stuff, consciousness and UFO stuff, and then you start watching YouTube videos, and one video leads to another, and after a few years, I came across that Zeitgeist film. So I saw Zeitgeist 1, and that right there, that movie, the first one, is one of the few things that first brought tears to my eyes. Watching it all the way to the end, I was like, oh my God, and enlightenment kind of, wow. And that's the first time in that documentary, is the first time that I came across David Icke. So I looked in the credits, saw that it was David Icke's name. I looked him up, and from there, that's where the ride down the rabbit hole really took off, really started gain momentum. So from there, it was David Icke, a whole bunch of YouTube videos, some of his lectures, a whole bunch of his presentations were available on audio. I was downloading torrents at that time, or still, but came across torrents of his, so I would download a whole bunch of his audio stuff. And working at the post office, the section where I work at, we can listen to have headphones on pretty much the whole time. So that's another area where I've been very fortunate, is that even though we all need to work or have employment to survive, to make money and whatnot, I'm fortunate enough to be in a place where I can listen to podcast music or whatever while doing that. So instead of being employed as a burden, as slavery, which it is, I'm able to twist it or shed some positive light on it, and that I get paid to learn. So from 2007, 2008, even to present day, when I go into work, it's pretty much I go in to physically do a job, moving stuff, loading stuff, and doing that. But mentally, I have those headphones on, and if I'm not listening to some music that I enjoy, I have podcasts or lectures or documentaries that I extract the audio out of on the computer. And I have that constantly just playing. And so it's a constant repetition of the information. So anyway, getting back, David Icke. So I was at David Icke around 2008, taking in all the David Icke stuff and having my mind blown and like, oh my goodness, all this stuff. So David Icke, and then that led to stuff like Jordan Maxwell and Michael Tesserian and, the general, that whole group of free thinkers and truth seekers. And around 2000 or so, 2001 probably, 2010, 2011, that's when I came across, through a documentary, John Irving. And I forgot what the documentary was, but I saw John Irving on there. So I got online and looked up John Irving. I saw he had his podcast, Gnostic Media. So I started listening to Gnostic Media, John Irving's work. And from the beginning, or as far back as I could. Actually, no, I think I did download all his podcasts at that time. And I started everything from Professor John Ruck and all these professors, all this stuff about Christianity or religion, all the stuff about the mushrooms and theogens and all this stuff. I was listening to all that and eventually got to the episode where he interviewed Mark Passio. So this was probably around 2011. Yeah, because 2011 was the first Free Your Mind conference, and that's when Jan Irving was at the Free Your Mind conference. So yeah, it's around 2011. So came across Mark Passio's work. Fine. Started listening to Mark Passio from the beginning. Went to the website, saw a few of his videos, and downloaded the podcast and started listening to those at work. And boy, that right there was the next level of life-changing event. Because like I said, I had done the Kevin Trudeau stuff, the Wayne Dyer stuff, the Deepak Chopra stuff, the Greg Braden stuff. I had done the David Icke stuff, the Peter Joseph stuff with the Zeitgeist. I had done the Michael Tesserian stuff. I had done Jordan Maxwell. All these things I had done, and I was taking in knowledge, taking in information, and starting to develop through Jan Irving's work at the Gnostic Media, starting to develop my own trivium and my critical thinking and discernment. Fine. But it wasn't until I reached Mark Passio's work and his podcast that this guy was teaching, but then also teaching that if you only learn for yourself, then that's selfish. That's only service to self. What you learn serves no purpose, or it doesn't really matter unless you pass it on, you share it. If you you have to apply what you have learned. So listening to that, that's when it kicked in around 2012 is when it kicked in that, hey, I have to do something with this. And July 4th, ironically, Independence Day, July 4th of 2012 is when I created the website, freeyourmindaz.com, created the meetup group, meetupgroup.com/, what is it, free-your-mind-az, and that's it. And again, I had information, ideas, and knowledge bouncing around in my head, and I might not have a firm grasp on everything where I can speak it all out clearly, but I know what's going on, and I always try and simplify things. Just keep it simple. Basically, there's some fucked up stuff going on. People know it. A few people know it. And the rest of the majority of the masses don't know it. That's it. And that's how power is maintained. That's occulted knowledge. That's basically it. And that translates into slavery. The ones with the knowledge can control the people, the ones who don't have the knowledge. That's it. Simple as that. So that's why I started the meetup group and the website, just to get this information out there. Now, as far as the podcast goes, this was something I wanted to attempt to try. But like I said, I'm not one to speak weekly, you know, even monthly and stuff, because I feel the information is simple enough. It's out there. And it doesn't need to keep getting repeated, you know, by the same person. Now, people need to repeatedly listen to it. They need to keep taking it in. And that's on them. That's the people's responsibility. All right. That's something else I've come across, is that it doesn't matter how much we keep putting this out and putting this out and putting this out. That's fine. It's out there. But that doesn't matter unless there's people that want to learn. See, and that's what's missing. And I noticed this mainly through the meetup groups, because I have my meetup group, Free Your Mind AZ. I'm an assistant organizer for Phoenix Awaken Aware, and I'm also an organizer for We Are Change Arizona. Now, I have just over 90 members on Free Your Mind AZ. There are about 150 150, 160 or something on Phoenix Awake and Aware, and about 200 and something, 200 and maybe 60, 280 or something like that on We Are Change Arizona. So that's in an area of about 500 members in three meetup groups. Now, for the last 2 years, 2.5 years, through the meetups, and the meetups aren't even that many times. I do maybe two meetups a month at most, or at least one to chat, to exchange ideas, and one to watch documentaries or lectures or videos. All right. Now, the most I've had in one meetup, one of the chat meetups, was maybe 15 people. And that's because that was more catered towards the Phoenix Awake and Aware, where they were talking UFO stuff and consciousness and abductees. And so that side of the table was just, you know, going off on that. So that's fine. I don't mind that. And then the most documentary, I think we had maybe 11 or 12 people at a documentary screening. And that's fine, too. But here's the thing. Out of all those people, it's the same faces. It's the same people that show up. And that's fine. That's good. But out of 500 people, you know, to only have, you know, maybe 20 or 30 at most that are regularly showing up, that shows right there that why things are the way they are. That people say they want to learn, or say they know this stuff, or say they want something change, but they can't get off their ass or you know, just come over and join a group for 2 or 3 hours one time a month at least, you know. So that right there, and that's not to knock them, it just is what it is. So when people say, well, this is fucked up and we need to change this, and that, well, what are you doing about it? You see, and at another meetup that I went to, there's a meetup out here called I'll Have the Truth with the Side Order of Critical Thinking. That's a pretty long name, but that's pretty slick. But I'm a member of that. I only attended about 2 or 3 meetings in the beginning of that, and that group is very left brain, very logical, you know, just very a lot of intellect. So I was in that, I attended one of the meetups for that group, and I was asked by one of the members, this lady asked me what I was doing to, you know, to change things, or what are you doing, you know, that attitude, like, you know, you're talking all this stuff, or what are you doing? And I had to just basically tell her, well, I'm not doing too much aside from running a website and having a meetup group and try, you know, recording a few podcasts. That's all I'm doing, you know, and that pretty much shut her up right away. So you see that's everywhere, that you have people questioning, well, what are you doing? Well, no, the question is, what are you doing? Are you learning? And then once you've learned this, are you doing something in whatever capacity to put it out there? You see, I'm fine. I can sit back and just stay content with just having a website and a meetup group, and that's it. Because I know that's much more than what others are doing. But I know there's still more I can do. There's still more I can do. I'm not just going to stop there. Yeah, that's the low point, the website and the meetup group. But I still have to keep building on that. Now, I'm not saying that I could or will do some huge presentation like, you know, the David Icke or Mark Passio's Natural Law Seminars for 8 or 10 hours. No, I don't see that happening. But I do know that even though Mark Passio has a lot of information, even though David Icke has a lot of information, even though Michael Tesserian has a lot of information, there are still little crevices, little areas that I've noticed that are lacking in all of these people's works. And those few little dots that I'm connected, that's my area. That's what I'm working towards putting together and putting out there. See? So we all have pieces of the puzzle. Now the thing is, are we just going to stay quiet and hold on to those pieces of the puzzle and then that whole picture is never going to be complete? Or are we going to, you know, put forth those pieces in our way, you know? So anyway, so that's what my next 2 or 3 podcasts will entail. It's 3 parts. I know about a year ago I posted temporarily a website or temporary website linked to my site, which was truthmindreality.com. or .weebly.com. And now that I said that, people are going to probably type it in and go to it. There's really not much there. I had this idea of holding a conference or two out here in Arizona with a few speakers and lectures and stuff, touching on that, on truth, mind, and reality, the lecture series. That's what the website is for, just for videos, you know, for presentations and talks and lectures regarding that. But my next couple of episodes I will name them that, the Truth Mind Reality lecture series, or my Truth Mind Reality talks or whatever. But it will be that, because just like Mark Passio has broken down that our thoughts, emotions, and actions, that's what creates reality. Well, reality is also created by truth, our minds, and that leads to reality. And I'll get more into detail in the next few shows with that. So that's two or three shows after this, and then maybe another show or two after that with a few guests, some of those rap artists that I mentioned. So, and maybe some other artists after that. So, as a whole, maybe Guy Next Door Speaks might be 10, 15, 20 episodes, if I'm lucky, total. And that could be over the next few weeks or the next month or two. So don't hold me to it, because I know before I said one thing and look at how long it took. But at least right now I'm back. I'm recording this, and I'm just being honest with you that I'm recognizing my strengths, realizing what I can and can't do. All right. And I'm just doing what I can to put this out there. Now, just real quick, like I said, the website. What I did do with my website was mainly the website, the way I see it, is an extension of me online. And what I mean by that is I had this idea. Anyone who watches or follows baseball, all right, the sport of baseball, you know how a hitter hits the ball into the outfield. Okay, and you have the outfield, the left, center, and right outfielders. They catch the ball, they have the ball. And if someone's trying to score home, the outfielders throw the ball in field, trying to throw it to the catcher. But if they're too far, or if they don't have enough strength to reach all the way to the catcher, they hit their cutoff man, which is usually, you know, either the shortstop or the second baseman. That's their cutoff man, or the relay. That's the person who catches it and relays it home. So that's how I would say I would describe myself. I'm kind of like the cutoff man, the relay. All right. All this information is out there in the outfield, and we're trying to get it home. We're trying to get it to the individual. But they either don't know where to find it, they don't know the information's there, or the information isn't getting to them. All right. So that's what myself or other truth speakers or presenters or talk show hosts or and stuff like that. That's what I would suggest we are doing, or at least what I'm doing. I'm like the cutoff man. I came across all this information from all the people who I mentioned before and more. And I kind of just gathered all that information, put it in one place on the website, and I'm relaying that to people. So that's the best way I could describe it. And like, I have these links on the second tab up top, says websites, and we click on there, and there's a lot of stuff on here. It might not look like a lot. Let me see how many there are. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 2, 4, 6, 8, 32, 4. Wow, 34 links. Okay, that's not too bad. Now, what are these links? We have a link to Mark Passio's site, What on Earth is Happening? And we know all the stuff that's on there. A link to David Icke's website, know all the stuff that's there. A link to Jan Irving's website, all the stuff that's there. A link to Michael Tesarian's website, we know all the stuff that's just four sites. And each of those sites has a ton of information, whether they're podcasts, interviews, books, lectures, videos, all kinds of stuff on there, just from those four. And then, you know, we go on, and I have links to all kinds of other sites. Like for the Trivium, I have a link to Max Egan's site, a link to Freeman Fly's site, a link to Clint Richardson's site. Oh, Larkin Rose. that's another big one right there. Larkin Rose, he's incredible with his information. And we have, you know, some 9/11 sites. We have the Zeitgeist film series linked here. We have a couple of links to some sites that show documentaries. And that's always, you know, a good place to go, because once you get your trivium down or have some form of discernment, you start watching documentaries. And that way you can start filtering through the BS and then picking up stuff that's relevant and connecting more dots. And so Metanoia Films, that's a website that has films. And then this Films for Action website, that's another site that has a ton of documentaries, something like over 3,000 films or something. So, you know, then I have the Josie the Outlaw's website. I also have here Are You Fuel for Evil website. That's a link that, like everything else, it's a trickle-down effect. I mean, you know, I have listening to David Icke. David Icke leads me to, you know, a few other things. Leads me to Jan Irving. Jan Irving leads me to Mark Passio. Mark Passio kicks me in the ass with his words to do something. I start doing something, a website and a meetup group. And then what do you know? My meetup group starts influencing other people. Over the last 3 months, more or less, since what, we're in December, so since about September, October, November-ish, we have Free Your Mind Kentucky, Free Your Mind Colorado, Free Your Mind Virginia, Free Your Mind Georgia, Free Your Mind Washington, Free Your Mind Montana. So that's six more Free Your Minds. See, if I had not done what I did, the chances of these people doing what they did would be greatly decreased. You know, they probably wouldn't have even thought of doing this. Maybe a few would have done something different, but I'm part of that. All right. And as far as websites, this Are You Fuel for Evil? That's one of those. Another thing that Steve out of Florida is the organizer or the one who does that website, and he contacted me, and I've had communication with all these organizers and all these different people doing their websites and their things. At least once or twice I've been in communication with them. I've gotten either an email or a message through the meetup group and stuff, so, or the website. So this is how it's done, little by little, everybody just coming together and exchanging ideas and growing from there. So anyway, so that's basically what I wanted to say just for this return episode, was give a little, lay down some groundwork as to where I'm at, because I'm just a regular guy like the rest of you. I have no sponsors. I sponsor myself, or let's say the postal service, since my place of employment, I use those funds to pay for this stuff. So I don't have any donate tabs on my site. I don't take up collections, although through the meetups, once in a while, people do drop a few dollars here and there for the DVDs I make, and that helps, you know, obviously reimburse whatever, you know, website fees or meetup fees and stuff like that. But this is all out of pocket, because it's something I know needs to be done. All right. And I know in today's society, we need money. Everything costs money. If you don't have money, nothing gets done. And that's part of the main problem. That's one of the obstacles we need to overcome. So I don't know how long this recording's been going, because like I said, the numbers kind of stopped on my recorder here, but I hope it's still recording, because I do see the levels moving, but I just don't see the timer. So I don't know how long this was, but I'm going to go ahead and stop it right here for now, because I have a few other things I need to run out and take care of. But I will be back here in the next few days to start my three-part little presentation on the podcast show, Guy Next Door Speaks. Like I said, it'll be Truth, Mind, Reality, and I will break down the truth, which is the lies we've been told are truths, and how we incorporate that into our minds and then process that, and that creates the reality. And that's the false reality we live in now, the slavery. And then we need to break down the truth, the real truth, what, how things are, how they can be, how they should be, process that in our minds, and then create the different reality of how things can and should be, if that makes any kind of sense. But anyway, this is all going to come out based on my observations, all the dots I'm connecting from different works from other people. And that's the best way to do things, is you take in the information, you hold it in your mind, just hold those thoughts, don't accept or deny it, you know, reject them, just have it in there. And as you go about your day, you know, see things in the world and your life experiences, these little things will start clicking, and you'll start recognizing, aha, that's what that means. Oh, that explains this, that explains that, you know, and little by little, that's how you connect the dots. As you remember, the hardest thing that I've had to confront with people is this timing. Everyone wants to learn or to get the answers in a millisecond. Like, tell me right now, and that's it. Because I've had people at work, I've told them about a documentary or something which has information on 9/11, told them it's only an hour and a half, and they're like, an hour and a half? Really? Like, an hour and a half is so long. Oh my goodness. You know, when we spend, the average person has done at least 12 years in, you know, in schools, all right? The education process or indoctrination process is 12 years at minimum, all right? 8 years at elementary and 4 years in high school. Those are years, 12 years, and you still didn't know everything. So to unprogram that and to learn new stuff is going to take time. And that's why, again, I say I've been fortunate that over the last 7 or 8 years, I've been able to spend 8 to 10 hours a night at work with this stuff playing in my head, learning, reprogramming what I've been, reprogramming or unlearning what I have learned, and learning new stuff, learning, you know, things the way they really are. And yet people think that, you know, a little 10-minute video or just, you know, whatever, that it's going to happen overnight. And that goes back to what I said earlier, that people, doesn't matter how much information we throw at them or serve them with or give them nicely and with love and affection, if they don't want to learn it, they're not going to learn it. They need to be hungry for it. They need to want to do this. So that's the sad truth of it all. But anyway, all right. So I'm going to end this show right now. And I know the stuff I said before with the good morning, good afternoon, and good night, I might keep that. Nah, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I'm just talking, just putting the stuff out there. That first song I already said was by Diesel Automatic, and it was called Hip Hop for Change. I'm gonna end the show with another song. This one's by both Diesel Automatic and his sister, Original Synthesis, and this one's called A Matter of Time. And I really like this one. This one's good. And this one, the lyrics towards the end pretty much lead into what I will be talking about in the next few shows. So I guess that's it. So thanks for listening. This has been Guy Next Door Speaks. I'm Ivan from Phoenix. And until the next time, good morning, good afternoon, or good night, and be well. Enjoy.
Diesel Automatic. Synthesis. Let's get big on it.
I don't understand why most people fear change, when all we know for sure is that nothing stays the same. And after the rain, sun is sure to shine. It's simply just a matter of time.
I sit back and reflect upon the ages. We come a long way, and it's a blessing that we made it. The human race has been through many different phases, and what I learned from them is that everything changes. Sometimes for worse and sometimes for better. After the rain comes the sunshiny weather. The fact still remains that nothing is forever. If we wanna make a change, then we must try together. I truly feel that our path is divine. We here to cultivate our souls and to master our minds. Even though it seems like a tall ladder to climb, we gon' make it to the top, it's just a matter of time. Cause change is inevitable, that's not a mystery. Let's make this a memorable time in our history, so that when future generations reflect on us, they'll have admiration, love, and respect for us.
I don't understand why most people fear change, when all we know for sure is that nothing stays the same. And after the rain, the sun is sure to shine. It's simply just a matter of time.
We see so many changes in culture and society, so why do we think that the way we live now will be the way we live forever? That's downright arrogant and ignorant. We living in a social experiment. Learning from mistakes is how we evolve, using trial and error till our problems are solved. No, you can't stop change, so don't bother at all, cause everything in life has a rise and a fall. Yeah, throughout history many beliefs have risen, so many different gods worshipped by different religions, and now we label them all as mythology. We'll probably have the same thing happen to our beliefs. Civilizations, kingdoms and empires thought they'd be around forever, but they all expired. It's time to make a change for the better, not worse, cause we got what it takes to make a heaven on earth.
I don't understand why most people fear change, when all we know for sure is that nothing stays the same. And after the rain, the sun is sure to shine. It's simply just a matter of time.
Just like the weather, time changes everything, eroding old beliefs and shaping fresh ones. Bringing in the new and taking out the old, nothing stays the same, everything ebbs and flows. It's a circle of life as we know, but we have a choice and a responsibility to how we expand and grow.
There was a time people thought the world was flat, but now we sit back and laugh at that fact. And once upon a time people worshipped a woman, but feelings change just like the seasons. Hold lightly to the views you've chosen, know that it's just all an illusion. And let others have their point of view, even if that view is different than you. I don't understand why most people fear change, when all we know for sure is that nothing stays the same. And after the rain, the sun is sure to shine. It's simply just a matter of time. I don't understand why most people fear change, when all we know for sure is that nothing stays the same. And after the rain,